Hello, this is Austin, and it's day 54 of our trip today. So the last time I spoke to you was in Dunhuang, and from there we got the bus to the city of Jiaguan, which is a much larger and more modern city than Dunhuang was. And we had a very nice hotel there, and we saw lots of very good things while we were there. We saw the Great Wall of China, which speaks for itself, I don't really have to tell you about that. And we also saw an old military fort, it was very large, and there was a small boy, about 6 or 7, who had perfect English, pretty much, and he acquainted himself with us and sort of acted as our guide the whole time. He was just practicing his English on us, and that was very nice. And then me and Rory also went ziplining across a large gorge, which was a good change from the historical monuments and such. So anyway, we stayed the night there in Jiaguan, and then we got the next day we got the overnight train to Lanzhou. And we didn't really do much in Lanzhou. We saw the Lanzhou Museum, which was supposed to be one of the best in all of China. And we also saw we saw a Taoist temple, which is very small. We didn't stay there for very long. And we also got an overpriced short boat ride along the Yellow River. And then we also we got a cable car ride up to the top of a hill where we had a nice view of the city there. So then we stayed the night there, and then we got a short train trip to Xining. And the train was very crowded. We were lucky to even have seats there. There was people standing all around us. But anyway, in Xining, we also didn't really do very much. We stayed the night there, and then the next day we saw Kumbu Monastery, which is a very important monastery for Buddhists. We saw lots of monks and pilgrims there praying and turning prayer wheels and things like that, which I'd never seen before, and it was very interesting to see. So then we got the overnight train through Tibet, and it stopped in Lhasa, which is the capital of Tibet. And that was a very interesting trip. The landscape there was... It was very different to anything we had seen before. Again, some places look similar to similar to Ireland, except for the fact that they had yaks instead of cows. But it was very green, hilly landscape, a bit more mountainous than Ireland, but it was interesting to see something that looked similar to it anyway. So then we arrived in Lanzhou yesterday. We arrived in Lhasa yesterday. And already, we expected it to be kind of similar to China, but it was so different. Different architecture, there's loads of interesting things to buy, which I'm really looking forward to getting some of that. But very interesting architecture with mountains all around. And we stayed one night here so far, and what was the temple called?
Potala Palace.
We saw the Potala Palace, which was the famous residence of the Dalai Lama until he fled to India. But that was very beautifully decorated. It was full of pilgrims, making offerings and praying at all these various shrines to different aspects of Buddhism, and it was really beautiful and very, very large and grand. You'll be excited to see pictures of it. Unfortunately, we weren't able to take pictures inside, which was beautifully decorated, but the memory, we'll have the memories for the rest of our lives anyway. So I'll talk to you again soon. Goodbye.